Hello, how's it going? This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur, your Chief Profitability Officer. As you know, I show you ways that you can maximize your profits and your business opportunity, and we teach you the best practices on profitability. And if you're looking for some new ideas, some strategies on how to improve your business, we got that too. Anyway, today we're talking about the least profitable businesses. Now, I want to ask you a question. What business are you in? Are you in a great business, a profitable business, or are you operating in the least profitable business, the least profitable industry? Are you in a declining industry? So we're going to talk about that. As you know, last week we talked about, are you making money or producing profits? And there I shared with you some insights on profitability, best practices, how to calculate your profit, how to determine if your business had profit potential, and some ideas on how to improve your profits, and introduce to you, if you don't already know, an online tool. It's called an ERI, it's the E3C ROI Profit Calculator that's on the website. And so we're able to predict your profitability. You can do that if you know your numbers. So we talked about that last week. What we're going to talk about this week is the Forbes article. Forbes.com had an article that came out a couple weeks ago and talked about highlighting the most profitable businesses and the least profitable businesses. And it was written by Maureen Farrell, so check that out. You can either go to my website, I'll put a link on that after I finish this podcast, or you can just Google it and look for most or least profitable businesses. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered why your business is doing so well or maybe so poorly? Yeah, you could be in a great industry and a growing market. Now conversely, you perhaps wonder why your business is not doing as well as you like, because maybe you're in the wrong industry and in the declining market. So if you're profitable, it goes without saying, in order to be profitable in your business, you must be good at the basics, the fundamentals of running a business. And that is increasing your leads, improving your success rate, your conversion rate, increasing the average sale, and increasing and improving the number of sales. And it goes without saying, the profit margin, profit margin, profit margin, profit margin. You've got to make sure that you're controlling your cost and reducing your expenses when you're running a business, because that has a direct impact on your profits. So it goes without saying, you got to be really, really good at that. But it really helps if you're in a good market and in a growing industry. So let me ask you a few questions. So where are you in your business? Are you in the most profitable industry or the least profitable one? So if you wanted to start a business and you're looking for the best opportunity, where should you go? So, or maybe you're looking to sell a business and you're looking for some ways that you can help a buyer decide that this is the best business because it's in the right market. Or are you transitioning from corporate America and you're looking for the next hot opportunity? Maybe that's for you. Maybe that this podcast is for you. Or lastly, you are a retiree and you're bored and you desire to make a little additional income. Well, perhaps this podcast is also for you. So what we're going to talk about today is talking about the least profitable businesses. That is the least profitable businesses. And we'll talk about the most profitable next week. But this week, it's all about the least profitable businesses. So with that, let's get into it. Now you're thinking, okay, well, Ken, am I in the best one or the worst one? Let's see. Now there's 10. The first one, can you think of what the first one would be? I'll give you a couple seconds here. Well, the first one is community care facilities. Community care facilities, that's the number one. It's got a pre-tax profit margin of about negative. That's right, a negative 7.2%. That means that's not too good to be in business there. This sector includes residential care facilities, you know, nursing home, nursing assistants, other health services. And you probably ask them, why? Why is it they're not doing it? You think health, yeah, that's the going, yeah, you gotta get that. But it's because there's a shortage of nurses, and that pushes the wages up. And where do most of these community care facilities get their money? They get it from the government, Medicare, Medicaid. And we have to depend on the government. I'm not going to go there in terms of health care and whatnot, but they can be pretty stingy, and they have some criteria, and you don't meet it. And do they pay on time? I don't know. So that's the reason why this is number one. So community care facilities is the number one business that you should stay out of. What's number two? Call it the other support services. Now, they're also at a negative 2.6% pre-tax margin. So now these are struggling because what? They're doing everything. They're like trade shows, conferences, and you're thinking this could be a good business to be in. As a matter of fact, in the first one, the community care facilities, I know a few people that are going into these businesses, but Forbes might know something here, and they say it's not the best business to be in. But anyway, we're talking about other support services. That could be like wrapping gifts. Why? Well, there's some low barriers to entry. That means everybody can jump in. There's a lot of competition because everybody can do it. And then when you're doing these support services for major corporations, you probably can't do it all, so you're hiring subcontractors. And that also produces, it squeezes out your profitability. So that's number two, other support services, trade shows and conferences. Okay, what's number three? Now, this is a shocker. Beverage manufacturing. They have a pre-tax margin of minus 2.2%. Minus 2.2. We're still in the negatives here. And you know who these are. These like this is like the wineries, the brewing companies, the bottlers, distilleries, soft drink manufacturers, ice makers. I had a conversation about embracing the unknown, ice makers. We know why they're not doing so well. But check out that podcast. Water purifiers. Why? Plenty of competition. A lot of competition. And so it's a commodity. And so it's a commodity. They're going to judge you based on price, and you're not going to make a lot of money. So you know it's. So number three is manufacturing of beverages. And you think, I'm going to create a drink or a beer or something. Think again. So that's number three. Number four. Number four is really interesting because we know about it. It's what's happening. What's the going thing? The subprime lending. That's had a detrimental effect on the economy. Well, it's real estate. That's number four. Real estate related services. So you say, hey, I'm going to go out and sell some property. I'm going to manage some property. That's it's real estate. It's all about real estate, right? Well, in this case, Forbes is saying wrong. So included here is not just real estate, but appraisers and profit managers. And you think, I remember I have a friend of mine that's in appraising business. And she said, people are doing really, really well there. Well, I guess it's based on relationship business. Appraising is relationship. Even real estate can be a relationship. You're trying to manage and build that business. Well, and the reason why it's such a low, and it's minus 2.1 pre-tax profit, that's 2.1, is that there's low barriers to entry. Anybody can get into it. And volume is the name of the game here. You got to have a lot of properties to manage to make money. And then you got the building services, you got to collect rent, you got to fix pipes. Everybody and their mother is in the building or services of repair. So you can only get so much in terms of a margin there. So that's the reason why perhaps it's number four. So real estate related services, appraisers, property managers, you may want to reconsider that. So that's number four. What's number five? Have you had any bread lately? Some biscuits, some tortillas? Well, number five is bakeries and tortilla manufacturing. They've got a pre-tax profit of, again, minus 0.9%. That's minus 9%. You think it might be easy to make the dough, but not exactly, because what it takes to make bread and dough is people and equipment. You know, and you don't have that much skill, I guess, to make some bread. Anybody can make bread at their house. But you combine, you know, water and flour, and you get, you know, some bread. So the pricing power, the scale for this commodity business could be hard to come by. So think again if you want to get into the bread business, the tortilla business. Stay out. Stay away. Minus 0.9%. Okay, let's go on to number 6. And Number 6, amusement and recreational services. Amusement and recreation services. Again, it's a minus pre-tax profit of 0.9%. 0.9%. Well, you know, you're thinking golf clubs, ski resorts, fitness centers, bowling alleys. You know, you got your green fees, your lift tickets, you know. Hey, this is everybody. I want to have fun. And I know a couple businesses that are in the recreation business. Well, may not be the best place to put your dollars and build a business. Why? Well, you've got staffing, you've got the equipment costs that can be pretty high, and that eats into your money. And then you've got, you know, the periodic things. If the economy is not doing well, they're going to stay away and not have as much fun, the people that are using your facilities. So think again on amusement and recreation services. You know, costs can be very high. Fixed costs remain high, and then you don't have enough customers coming through. That's the reason why it's a pre-tax profit of 0.9%. So that's number 6. Number 7, and I kind of thought, I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, motor vehicle parts manufacturing. GM was just in the news. They lost $39 billion last year. Much of it was a write-off, but $39 billion. They are now not the number one automobile manufacturer in the United States. Can you guess who it is? It's Toyota. So number 7 is motor vehicle parts manufacturing. Again, a whopping minus 0.7%. So if the big guys, General Motors and Ford, are having some challenges, can you think that maybe the parts manufacturing business is also not doing as well? So again, stay away from motor vehicle parts manufacturing. You know, if they're not, as a matter of fact, GM, can you imagine how much money, when you buy a car, how much goes to pay for health insurance for their employees? What cost is embedded? It's $1,500 per car goes to health insurance costs. Did you know that? Okay. Yeah, I'm a giver today. So that's a really interesting thing. But so number 7, stay away from motor vehicle parts manufacturing. Pre-tax profit of minus 0.7. Number 8, I thought this was interesting. I didn't think that that would be really, really good. But I know you think about retail, you think about stores, they'd really have a low profit margin. So number 8 is specialty retailers. They've got a whopping pre-tax profit of -0.5%. Well, know why? Well, think about it. You got the big Walmart, you got these other retailers, Target, they're all over the place, and they're squeezing out the little guy. So it's going to be kind of hard, unless you're a niche retailer, to make money. So the big guys, you know, they can operate on these slim margins. You know, 1% of $1 billion is still a lot of money. And then they have, the inventory systems. They've got really nice merchandising systems. So they can move their stuff, and they can put pressure on the vendors. Little companies, small companies can't do that. They can't compete. So stay away from specialty retailers. Specialty retailers, stay away. That's what I'm saying based on what Forbes is saying. Okay. Number 9. Are you ready for number 9? Which is similar to the beverage manufacturers. Beer, wine, liquor, retailers. Anything in retail, the profit margin is going to be pretty low. A -0.18. That's like -0.2% profit. That's not good. So beer and wine, and this is interesting because in a lot of minority communities, black, Hispanic communities, there's always going to be a liquor store, beer and wine store on the corner. And so they're always thinking they're making money. Eh, perhaps not. And there's some other reasons for that that I won't go into. But these are shops that, you know, they have a hard time. And distributors, they've got a near monopoly. So they're not going to cut you any price on their beer and wine. And then the state laws. You got to, in Georgia, you can't sell liquor, beer, and wine on Sundays. So a lot of times you're going to have the state laws dictate how distributors and how retailers operate. And that can cut into your profits and your cash flow. They say a best bet, Forbes talks about organic wines. I never had an organic wine before. And I know a person, she opened up a specialty wine place, but you have to cultivate some loyal customers. So find a niche, and but think again if you're trying to think, if you're thinking, considering opening up a beer and wine or liquor retailing store. Number 10, travelers accommodations. That's the hotels, motels. In some communities, I guess they do pretty well, but for the wrong reasons. But hotelers, you know, that's all based on the economy. And they got high fixed costs. You know, you think about your house, your gas, water, heat, all that stuff, electricity. So they got to keep their rooms filled, and so their profit margins are going to be pretty slim. Okay, so that's number 10. Travelers accommodation. That's the hotel motel industry. So there you have it. Those are the 10. Number 10 is travelers accommodations. And by the way, I didn't mention, but the profit margin is not in the minus, it's a positive, but it's 0.26%. I say again, 0.26%. Okay? Do you hear me? So number 10 is traveler's accommodation. Stay away from that. Number 9 is beer and wine, liquor. Retailers, stay away from them. Number 8 is specialty retailers. Stay away from them. Number 7 is the motor vehicle parts manufacturing. Stay away. Number 6, amusement and recreational services. Stay away from them. That's number 6. Number 5, bakeries, tortilla manufacturing. Stay away. Number 5, that was number 5. Number 4, real estate related services, appraisers, property managers. Stay away. No good. Number 3, beverage manufacturing. Again, stay away. That's the beer and wine, bottlers, etc. Number 2, other support activities. That's like the trade shows, you know, wrapping of the paper. Other support services that support major corporations. Stay away. And number 1, community care facilities. So, ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, what have we learned? Stay away from those industries, okay? So when your uncle, your big brother, your father says to you, hey, I got a business opportunity for you. Let's go in business together. First, find out just what business they're talking about. And make sure that you're in the best sector, and it's a growing sector if you're going to go in business. And that's going to help maximize your opportunity to be successful and profitable. This is Ken, the Passionate Entrepreneur, your Chief Profitability Officer. If you're looking for ways to maximize your profits and your business opportunities, we can teach you best practices on profitability. If you're looking for some new ideas and some strategies, check me out. We're there. We've got over 60 different courses, over 25 business sales aids, over 300, I said again, 300 profit ideas and sales ideas for you. Well, in the last year, 2007, we connected over 500 businesses, business-to-business connections, and then in January we connected over 66 business-to-businesses. So we're doing something right. So if you're interested in connecting with other passionate entrepreneurs, just email me through the podcast that you're listening to. So say again, this is Ken, the Passionate Entrepreneur, your Chief Profitability Officer. Stay profitable, dare to be great, be remarkable, and be extraordinary. Don't forget to check out the website, My Business Community. That's my-business-community.com. That's our resource web site and presence. Also, Smart Advantage Coaching. That's my coaching website, Smart Advantage Coaching. And then also, check out the community that I'm building. It's called mybusinesscommunity.ning.com. That's mybusinesscommunity.ning.com. So, again, next week we're going to talk about most profitable businesses. Most profitable businesses. So, have a great weekend, and I will talk with you next week. Stay profitable.